Episode 2058, Whose Idea Was It Anyway?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day, rise and shine. It is your day to celebrate life. The life with your spouse. Yes, it's Relationship Builders Day. Whose idea was it anyway? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, when you have a great idea and then your spouse claims it, whose idea was it anyway? Was it really yours? Was it really his? And does it really matter? In marriage, it's easy to want to take credit where credit is due, right? You got an idea and you're like, ah, I thought of this. It was my idea. But is it always necessary? What if your spouse thinks of the same thing while you're at your parents' house? Who gets the credit? Is it better to give your spouse the opportunity to take the credit for the idea? You know, this situation reminds me of growing up. You want to tell mom about a great idea for dad's birthday, but your younger sister beat you to it. Seriously? Yes, it was your idea to begin with, but does it really matter? I mean, your sister got to mom and said, oh, mom, I've got this great idea. You won't believe it. And mom's just loving it. She's eating it up. And then you're like, well, how did you already know? That was like, oh, yeah, Susie Q told me all about it. Maybe it does matter when it comes to sibling rivalry, but in marriage, it's totally different. You both are playing on the same team. We tend to forget that. There is no one-upmanship. It's not about beating your little sister. It's not about knowing more than your best friend. It's about playing on the same team. Letting your spouse get the reward, allowing him to share in the recognition. Is it really all that bad? Well, you know what? You probably wouldn't think so if you took a little bit of time to realize that shining the spotlight on your spouse is a good thing. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Shine the spotlight on your spouse. Now, you might think this is a little strange. Why should they get the credit when it was my idea? Well, let me just tell you this. If you come at it from that perspective, what do you think you're going to be looked at all the time as? The selfish one. The one who always had to be right. The one that was always the best at everything. Is that really what marriage is about? Is that why and what attracted you to your spouse? Probably not. So why would you have that type of attitude with the man of your dreams, with the woman of your dreams? It doesn't make sense. In fact, it falls flat. Whose idea was it anyway? Does it really matter? Well, let's look at it from a perspective of shining the spotlight on your spouse. Number one, share the creativity. Let him believe it was his idea for a change. You don't always have to be the one with great ideas. Creativity, well, it looks good on both of you. So why not share it? It's not about you having all the answers now. You know what? I love control and I love being right. But it's not about me having to have all of the attention. Yet that is what a lot of us desire. Why? Because it's built in to who we are as human beings. Now, that doesn't mean that you can just kind of, you know, brush off your shoulders and say, oh, well, I'm going to use that as an excuse. No, you're not, because you're better than that. Shine the spotlight on your spouse by sharing the creativity. Number two, build up your spouse. Confidence and self-esteem, they are tough to increase. You probably can remember that growing up. Maybe you were just kind of hanging out and one day it hit you like, gosh, you know, I'm just like the average old Joe. There's nothing special about me. Yeah, I can hit a baseball. That's okay, but that's about it. Maybe I can blow a trumpet, but I don't know. Other than that, well, I just come home and I do my homework and do what my mom and dad tell me to do, and that's my life. It just kind of becomes like the same old, same old. But our confidence, our self-esteem needs to increase. And when you place your spouse in the spotlight, you cultivate confidence and you help to raise his self-esteem. Don't you want to be a support of your spouse? Don't you want to say, you know what? You got this, and build up their confidence. You never know when that will come in handy, like getting a new job. If they're in an interview, instead of them hunched over, they're like, you know what? I know I am loved no matter what happens in this room today. During my interview, I know my spouse loves me. Build your spouse up. And finally, number three, encouragement goes a long way. Your spouse gets picked on all the time. If you have children, I guarantee you, especially if they're older, they're getting picked on. My husband gets picked on, and I do too. Now, some of it obviously is for fun, but at other times, think about the boss. The one who signs the paycheck. They're asking them all the time, will you do this project? I need you to stay a couple hours later. And then what about her family? Maybe her family puts a lot of pressure on her. Encouragement goes a long way. Keep hope alive for your spouse. Support them, encourage them, empower them. So I've got a question for you. When you're looking at your spouse and where he or she is right now in their life, what can you do to support your spouse in a unique way? How can you be there for your spouse? How can you say, you know what? You are awesome. You're incredible. I got to tell you a little story. This is a true story. It's about, yes, my hubby and myself. We just celebrated 27 years of marriage. We've been together for 30 and a half years. To say the least, we've been around each other for a very long time. But with that, understand this. There are some things that I know better and faster than he does, and vice versa. And so lately, I've been really trying to figure out how to do a few extra things in my schedule. One thing, I've got the AIM Academy that's going to be launching soon. And my mom is back in from Hawaii, so she's back here on the mainland. And I want to be able to do a few other things, which requires a little more of me. No one else can do it but me. And I realize that. But I know I can't give up other things at this immediate moment. I can't delegate them. It's just something of where I am. It's the season of where I sit in my life. And so I really began to strategize. How can I do something different? And so I thought, gosh, I really need sleep. I'm getting tired. I'm getting older, which means I'm getting tired faster, but it just is wearing on me. And one thing I need to do is take care of myself, because then I can't take care of anybody else if my health isn't well. And one of those things I need to work on, obviously, is sleep. So I kept thinking, what am I doing wrong? My husband gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up with him. The problem is, if I'm not going to bed until 11 or 12 o'clock at night, do you think I'm getting much sleep? No, I'm not. Now, some of you may say, well, that's selfish, Christiane. You know, why don't you just go to bed earlier and then you don't have to whine about getting up at 4 o'clock? Or, you know, can't you go back to bed? Well, you see, this is the thing. I am one who's a very light sleeper. Even though my children are older, my mom dar is like on all the time. One crack in the wood floor, if they're walking on it, I am like awake, and they can be like steps and steps and steps away from me, rooms away from me, and I still wake up. So I thought, okay, what can I do here? Well, I get up early in the morning to do what? Well, to bring my husband his cup of Joe. Well, what's his cup of Joe? a Pepsi. Yes, I know he doesn't drink coffee, but that's his cup of joe. But he likes it ice cold. I mean, it's got to be cold. And then I make his breakfast. I also make his lunch along with our youngest son. I make his, and I know they can make their own. I get that. I don't want to hear it. Don't send me your emails. I believe that it's okay for me. I choose to do that. I don't have to, but I choose to. And so I thought, okay, how can I keep this going, but I still need to get sleep? Brilliant idea. Why not get a little mini fridge? Come on, let's bring back the college days. Get a little mini fridge, put it in our bedroom. The man doesn't even have to leave the room. He can get his cup of joe, and guess what? I get more Z's, and I need those. And I know you're thinking, well, what about breakfast? What about lunch? I do it the night before. If I'm up after 10 or 11 o'clock at night, I can go ahead and make that lunch. And I guarantee you, because he eats so early, that it still tastes fresh. He doesn't know. I started doing this about 2.5, 3 weeks ago. And I didn't tell him I was doing it. Now, the refrigerator thing just started. So that's brand new, hot off the press this week. But we did celebrate our anniversary a few weeks back. And so I was a little slow because we had some things. We went to go visit his parents. And so life was a little bit crazy for a few, a week and a half or so. And so I had to put off putting all of this together. So anyway, long story short of it, I got the fridge in there. And had it all set up. Well, I'm traveling right now. I'm at my daughter's and son-in-law's, and I'm working on their house. You know, we're getting ready for the baby. The baby's coming in October. Can you believe it? We're almost here. It's so exciting. I can't wait. You know, there's going to be lots more stories. I'm just telling you, lots more stories. Anyway, so I'm away, and my mom came with me, and I brought my niece because the kids are schooling their home, and my niece is also back on the mainland from Hawaii. Long story short, again, this is what happens. I get this text and he says, I'm brilliant. And he goes on to tell me how he made a decision that since I was gone, he would get everything prepared the night before. He would get his breakfast all ready. He would make his lunch. And then he made sure that in his new little fridge, not only did he have his cup of joe, but he also had his like yogurt and the rest of his breakfast. And so it was all right there. And when I read the message, all I did was chuckle. Why? You know why? I've already been doing this. But let me tell you, this was my response to him. Well, that is brilliant. What a great idea. Does it really matter that I've been doing it for 2.5, 3 weeks? Or does it matter that he finally came up with the idea that I thought about a long time ago, but it still equals the end result of where we both are headed? It doesn't. He doesn't know. Oh, wait, maybe he does now because he's probably listening to this episode. So all my secrets have been revealed. But even if they have been, I would still do it again. Why? Because I want to shine the spotlight on my husband. I want him to feel good. We are playing as a team. Marriage is not an individual sport. You got to be playing on the same team. Now, yes, you're going to have your own views. You're going to have your own hobbies. You're going to want to do some things with some friends, your friends you may not share, right? You may have your girlfriends and he may have his guy friends. You may hang out differently. You may like different foods. But when you come together, you're coming together as one on the same team. When I got that text, all I wanted to do was jump up and down and said, guess what? He's given me an opportunity to sleep. And if that means I can celebrate it with him and he thinks it's his idea, I am all for it because the end result is what we both want. So does it really matter whose idea was it anyway? It doesn't. So back to my challenge question for you. What can you do to support your spouse in a unique way? What can you do to shine the spotlight on them? What can you do to make her smile more? What can you do to light up your husband's heart in a different way? Not just with a kiss, not with that fun intimacy. Yeah, that's for another episode. But what can you do in your daily actions? I know you can find a way. Because the two of you, you matter. Family matters. You need to come together and support each other. Shine the spotlight on your spouse. I promise you, you will be rewarded. Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.